inhabitants of this globe, small globe, called Earth, if we could just live peacefully. Now, this is the General Howard Hendricks on the box, and shortly we'll pull in Lady Cherry. But as usual, you know that we normally hit out with a poem. This poem is called Auntie Roachie Blues. Black skin, black faces, anguish, frustration, scream smack the face of my TV screen. Am I alive or living in a dream? No food or weather. What a disaster. Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama. What a drama. Where is my white brother? He's flying F-15 helicopter, bombing Baghdad, creating terror, killing innocent Pitney and mother, protecting Uncle Sam's dollar. Protecting Uncle Sam's dollar, reaping the spoil of Middle East oil, while back on the shore the dike broke down, no army reserve nor run come, in poor black suburbs are poor white shanties. Yeah, black skin, black face, anguish, frustration. To protect woman clad in t-shirt and panties, no distribution of candles, cell phone card, water or pampers, while bush is burning steak on his ranch, are flying over in Air Force One after Katrina hits like the headline in the Gleaner. Make me Auntie Roachie say, make me Auntie Roachie say, tap. This no Rocky Pine Clarendon, our lover's leap, our flagaman. This no Ivan, Emily, or Dennis, when Zinc did a play lawn tennis. Or should we excavate Port Royal or Portmore so that the Shatter's pirates can strike gold, be it when them tour in a black poor people backyard from America, they have no disaster plan for the Indian or the poor black man. And who can forget 9/11, Ivan Peter Tosh death, near Miss Lou Earth Day, when the Dukunu should have land in Canada via Tara Korea, so she can pinch it, bite it, yam it, dip it in a mug of coffee, while summer will lock down, jam down, tighter than a sardine pan, early September morning. Black skin, black faces, hit the plasma of my TV screen. Where me Auntie Roachie there? Where me Auntie Roachie there? Yeah. Island chat. And we are back. Good evening, good morning, world. How are you today? How is Sister Cherry there? Where is she there? Cherry?
I'm right here.
Right.
How are you, General? I am lost for words. I was just taking in that poetry and the reflection of possible where those are coming from. I'm telling you.
We are into May, Island May. Wow. You know what happened, Terry? That I didn't remember. We're talking about May. Today is the 9th of May.
It is. Today,
my gosh, is my wife's birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Sandra.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear wifey. Happy birthday to you.
I won't forget this.
I want to go and listen. to the show later on to wake up. I hear the big birthday song for your place, By what are you celebrating, friends?
The 9th of May, we are on an island. And I'm sure presently you are on an island, no, sir?
Sorry, but stay away, sir.
Right. So I am here in Jamaica, and you are where?
Somewhere 6 hours behind you. Well, that can be a guess. And it's not in Europe, folks. So that can be
in
a guess for,
Are you not in Tahiti? Are you in Tahiti?
No, well, I'm not saying anything. Not saying anything. But
are you in Madagascar?
I am not saying anything.
For those people who watch the movie Madagascar, I like to move it. I don't know what if I'm Madagascar, I want to move something, but I know that you're on an island. And in Jamaica.
Yes, that I can say.
Yes.
And then love Jamaica music. That's all we can tell you.
Right.
Love Jamaica music.
Where in this world they don't love Jamaican music?
That's true, too. That's true. So that's not a giveaway.
Yeah, it's not a giveaway. No,
that's not a giveaway. That's not giving away any clue at all. Any clue at all.
You know, today.
My goodness.
Today in Jamaica, my part of Jamaica, the southern, central to western, we had a lot of rain. In Mandeville today, I was in Mandeville today, and we had flood, flood up to the tire of a SUV. I was out
there.
Yes. And
wow.
You see, Mandeville's on a hill, and to have flood on a hill, you know that is real
on
heavy rain.
Mm-hmm.
On a hill. And it started to flood after about 15 minutes of rain. So it was a lot of rain.
So water separated in the ground previously, or it just that it just wagga wagga come down like that?
Water just come down just like that, and I suspect that there are some developers illegally that block the underground drainage.
Oh my word!
And you see, they are suffering. The town of Mandeville is suffering because of some selfish people. And and the flip side of it, Santa Cruz, there are certain sections of Santa Cruz Elizabeth, that are some feet below sea level. Right? And Santa Cruz is in a valley between the Santa Cruz Mountain and the Dan Figueroa Mountain. And in that valley, you have certain section that is below sea level. So I suspect that Santa Cruz might have had some flooding today as well. And why I'm talking the weather with you is that we are now in May, and it's normally approaching the beginning of the hurricane season,
hurricane season. Absolutely.
But you know what
happened?
This is the time for drought. And I don't understand this climatic change situation at all. Your former president Donald Trump said don't believe in climatic change and wasn't for it. But over the past two or three years, we have seen it have really changed the whole weather pattern. One of the forecasts that we had since today is that we have having dust coming across from the Sahara.
I think they're having a drought, extreme drought in that area. I mean, even the camels, I understand, are dying. You know, the camels, them can suffer the drought because they're bred for that. You know, they're adapted to that. And
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine they are not able to survive the extremes now of the of that kind of climatic change, whatever is happening there? As the old granny would have said, God has come to the world.
Yes, yes, God is really coming for the, because, for example, last year some temperatures that we had in February, March, what we are learning is that they are the hottest temperatures we have ever had over the past maybe 50 to 60 years in this time.
Wow. Wow.
And I was hearing today, this morning, BBC News, that they are saying that it is the hottest the oceans have ever been.
How do we prepare for that, though? Because
why you
taking
the question out my mouth?
Because
unless
you're going to
get some block of ice from outer space and just drop them in the ocean.
Especially us in the Caribbean, I want to think that we're least prepared for anything. We just go about our days, lackadaisically. You know, whatever, come, you know. I think the preparation is not something we take seriously. I think on one hand, because we haven't had those severe kinds of changes. I mean, we do have some droughts and stuff, but don't last for a long time. But on a serious note, though, how do we, and I think I'm really glad you brought this up, because as somebody who is in that field, I think it would be really nice to devote a 15-minute survival into their survival period that we can be better prepared. I think a lot of times, as Caribbean people, not only Jamaican people, Caribbean people in general, we live in the moment. And we also are very resilient people that we can turn around and create anything in a no time as well. But I think we still have to be prepared, because I think that would avert a lot of catastrophe. We have a lot of mountain, landslides. And I like one time where we even have a lot of jump pans to catch store water. We have a tank and all of them. I don't know how much of a storage of water is.
You see, there's not plenty
really
storage.
Mm-hmm.
And a suggestion that
because
I have been...
We are depending on the government now for water more than anything else.
Right. I see the government out here made an announcement through NIC, that is National Irrigation Corporation, made an announcement that they just bought three new trucks
mm-hmm.
to help out St. Elizabeth and mostly some part of Clarendon and St. Catherine
mm-hmm.
to carry water. And you say, three trucks, T-R-U-C-K-S, three trucks.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
From a continental perspective, it might say just three trucks. But
mm-hmm.
from a third world perspective, the three trucks is not enough.
A developing world perspective. No, third world. Not a number, in other words. Developing is a little bit.
Right.
We are kind of come out them politics, whatever play for we.
And you are saying three trucks. And when I think I have been proposing as a person who have been going to what we call these disaster preparedness meetings across these parishes. One thing I've been proposing, Cherry, is that these bauxite companies have been leaving out after mining, have not been even reclaiming the land or have some form of reforestation, and they have leaving these, what I call, some bauxite scars. And what I'm trying to tell you, look, between you and the bauxite company, align these cars with some plastic, I don't know if plastic is the right word, but something that you can catch water in these cars.
Mm-hmm.
And in,
because
in the time
of the
drought,
are always there. Yeah,
yes.
even if you're going to just use it for irrigation purposes.
For irrigation, right.
Yeah. Wow.
Right. We have enough bauxite cars across Clarendon, St. Elizabeth, St. and Manchester, etc. That look so unsightly and create other problems. Just line it with something and we'll catch water in there. And we use it for irrigation.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And
mm-hmm.
and we say that we are the land of wood and water. Right?
Ooh.
They are cutting down most of the wood.
The wood.
And we don't know what to do with the water.
Deplete the water.
Right.
Yeah. But how much, you know, you're in that, you know, with your voice alone, and a lot of times, again, we're in Jamaica, we just kind of live with the situation. We are not really thinking about how deforestation affects our weather. Are we really conscious of the things we do and the effect of what we do when and how it's affecting our lifestyle? Are we really looking at that? Are we trying to teach this in school? Because I know that some time ago, a couple of artists, maybe about 4 years, 5 years ago, were, I know, what's his name? A couple of artists, they were involved in some amount of preservation of the land, water. I forget the program, what it was, but I know I've read that.
People like Aaron Silk, that's Ghana Silk,
right.
That was one of those who were
right.
creating that,
right.
that consciousness. But here what happened,
yes.
you see, there was a fight between the government, and I think that this fight is still going on, where the outskirts of the cockpit country, the Maroons are claiming that the government is coming into the borders of the cockpit country to mine. And we have some serious species of plants and even animals that can be found nowhere else in the world. That is around the corners of the cockpit countries. And this is stretching from St. Anne to Trelawney, coming into Manchester, St. Elizabeth, to St. James.
Mm-hmm.
And a consciousness has arisen, but then there's another side to it, because there's a side that say it is development to mine, and there are some people saying it is not development to mine. And then the argument is that when we mine the bauxite alumina, do we make things here in Jamaica with it? No.
No,
we export
never.
It. Right, and
then
you know
we can't buy
thing?
It. Even when we export it, we can't buy it back.
We can't buy it back. And you know the funny thing? Alpart. Let me talk about Alpart. Alpart is about, say, 3 or 4 miles from my home. Yes, from my home. And Alpart, the other day, closed down. And, you know, during the COVID point, a lot of students from the high school, come around here, Manchester High, Homewood Technical, States, Monroe College, Hampton School, B.B. Cook, Nian Junior High, the Cartwright, Bel Air, etc. Most of the workers at the plant go to these schools, like Bel Air High, for example. You can call it a bauxite school because it was that school was formed basically for the children of bauxite workers and those affluent workers. And what happened up to the COVID time, these students were being exported to China. And you might say, China?
Oh.
And let me, yes, China. Let me explain why. Up to about 2017-18, Alphard was owned by the Russians. Yes, the Russians. It was called Yukal Alphard. And remember, you know, before it was owned by the Americans. And the Americans sell it out to the Russians. Now, I want you to look at what is happening on the earth now, you know, where Russia is in a feud against Ukraine. So right now, you know that sooner or later, there will be demand for alumina or aluminum to make weapons, airplane, ship, etc. Now, here's the funny part of it now. Russia sold out Alphard to China.
Mm-hmm.
So Alphard moved from, quote-unquote, one communist country to another communist country, which is China. And China had Alphard sitting down. And I'm going to say something very dangerous, Terry, but I figure out the only reason why China bought Alphard is that they want to control Port Kaiser. Yes, Port Kaiser, that is right in Alligator Pond at the border sense with Manchester. They want to control Port Kaiser because you know that they are basically looking for some port. If you look at how China spreading their hegemony, is that they try to find ports, points of entry that they...
Oh, absolutely.
I'm going to say something frightening to you, right? It is no secret to most Jamaicans, and this is a big debate here, is that they say that the Chinese, when they come here, part of the... most of the roads here are being, the best roads in Jamaica now are being rehabilitated and built by what is called China Harbor Engineering Company. And if you look at China Harbor Engineering Company, nearly the entire Latin America, the Caribbean, and part of Africa, they have projects there. Right? So while America is sleeping and close her eye, the Chinese have been coming into the Caribbean, Africa, Latin and South America through the back door. And we are in what Ronald Reagan used to say is the Caribbean Basin Plan. But I think the America haven't been paying much mind on us, like from Reagan coming to the Bush days, coming to the Obama days. It's just now they kind of realize that, wait, but China step up as a world power, and China is practically in our backyard. Now, I'm going to say something very frightening to you, but I'm going to say it. One Sunday morning, and it was very frightening to me, is that the famous Alligator Pond, where the world famous Lake Ochi is located. One Sunday morning, I was going down to Lake Ochi to see if I can get some catch a fish that just come by the boat. So the fish sometimes come in like 6 o'clock in the morning or around 9 o'clock in the morning. And I was driving down the hill, and I don't know by accident how I went on the wrong road. And by accident, it seemed like the Port Kaiser gate was open on a Sunday morning. Because maybe they wasn't expecting anything. And by accident, I drove into the gate. And Cherry, when I look, I see something like a frigate. And I'm saying, what a frigate is doing in Jamaica? What a small warship is doing here in Jamaica? Because as a young boy, I was normally curious about warship and destroyer. I was very fascinated as a kid with World War II and World War III and World War IV and Vietnam War. You know, I was very fascinated with these ships and plane, right? And I saw this frigate in the harbor. So I, as a fool, I have my nice Canon camera, came out the van and said, "Ratted, a frigate in Jamaica on this quiet Sunday morning." Took out my camera to take a picture of the frigate. And Terry, when me I press the shutter for the camera, will the shutter release? So I move it and I feel like something inside of the camera making a noise. I mean, I hear click, 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 click. I mean, I say, what the hell is that? You know what seemed to happen? The cameras in the harbor pick up my camera. And I send a message.
And jam it.
And it jammed my camera. And me, I said, what the hell? So I say, you know what, me run out of here fast. And when I jump in the van for turn around, it's like the gate, for the podcast. I want to lock me inside, you know. And me I press a piece of accelerator there. And me just barely slip through the kind of sliding gate, like, you know, before the gate locked behind me.
Wow.
So I, and it is about 2 years after that that I could get the camera to really work, you know. The camera have not been working well since then.
Wow.
Right? So I know then this is a way that China want to come in, or found a way to come in. And I am not sure with a quiet harbor like Port Kaiser, what really is coming into our country? Because I don't see no custom office there, you know, I know nobody to check what is coming in, but ships are coming there. And one of the things that amazed a lot of Jamaicans is that there's an agreement between us and China, like, so that none of the Chinese don't pay no taxes for their shops for 5 years.
What?
Yes. So you can imagine the Chinese coming to the country.
So we have a country, a struggling economy, as a developing country, as a developing nation, as Jamaica, where we don't have the resources. The bauxite is literally gone. I mean, banana, citrus, and whatever we had is so very limited now. We think about tourism, the war, and our political nuances just kind of more or less hit that in some place, although that seems to really kind of the people and just love whatever Jamaica has to offer. So that's not being seriously affected. And you have a country, this is not like the United States, that needs this kind of a push for these particular kind of people. And you're telling me that Jamaica is relieving them of taxes, and these people are not, I am almost sure, that
of taxes.
None of these people in the community that they are living off is not contributing to one their tier one community center.
They are not contributing.
Any kind of development
center. I am glad you mentioned it, because here what happened. I used to be involved in sports, like as Chamber of Commerce. All right, I'm going to tell you the impact, right? As president, I Chamber of Commerce Center. Let me look at Santa Cruz. Santa Cruz had 15 supermarkets. And Cherry, today, out of the 15 supermarkets, 12 are owned now by Chinese.
Oh, my God.
The Chinese come in, and they come in with their bulk goods. They don't have no duty, as I say. I believe they carry most of them things, quote-unquote, illegally to the port. So they can undersell our merchants.
But they, no, and them run the port. Them not them run the port, them too.
Yes. So they carry the things cheap. So the little Jamaican man want one little pretty boot. Then carry a knockoff Adidas and knockoff Nike. All of the knockoff, then so knockoff.
And I send you clothes and real Nike money too. But
right.
Talk to me a little bit. Talk to me a little bit. Because one of the things that I am always, I mean, you get what you pay for. But some of these things that comes into our country under the name of cheap and affordability, wouldn't even say affordability, because that's a different something, cheap. Cheap comes with a price, and the price is health. That affects your health, like certain, I mean, we get plastic, certain kind of plastic that has certain carcinogens in them, stuff. How is the government and how are people monitoring them? Because these things, you know, we do anything more than touch them, you know. And you are in serious health crisis. You don't even know where it's coming from.
In this week, and I think you can see it on Facebook, for example, they have found that some people carrying some fake curry powder. Remember, say we love the curry
powder.
And we have fake curry powder coming this week. It was a site on Facebook, and we were having some problem with what we call plastic rice, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the rice tastes like a plastic. So we know if a generic modified food, which we not used to other people, right? So they're carrying these cheap things. So Miss Mary come from up in the mountain, come to a place like Santa Cruz, so a nice frock. Buy the frock, because the frock come in cheap, made in China. And after about 4 weeks, it wash out the paint. You can call it paint. I wouldn't call it dye. The paint kind of wash out, but normally is not one of the so-called brand name. And normally she'll buy a frock like that for, say, well, call it $4,000 Jamaican dollars. She might get it for $800, $900 Jamaican dollars. She poor. She have clothes on her back. She need clothes on her back. So what you find out, most of the poorer class Jamaican spend money with the Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to the Chinese supermarket and pay a full to capacity, you know. Right? Because these people are carrying the cheap things, them, most of the knockoff. And people don't have no money. Money scarce. So you want to unboot. It might have the 3 stripe and Adidas. I might have 4 or 5 stripes. You don't worry about it. It look pretty. You buy it. Right? The Korean come and the bottom tear off. And you say, then the holes have bottom tear off.
That is bad enough, too bad. But your body, your skin is the largest organ in your body. And the clothes that when you put on, they kind of die with them, their pan and your clothes and all your parts. I mean, that is not as simple as you put on one piece of stuff, you know. Who do we have advocating for us as a country and understanding how other countries are literally recolonizing us? Because once you get into those backgrounds and you start to make road or you start to make buildings, these things are not for free.
Right.
And you start to bring in goods. Or you start to give them access to things. Remember,
say it again.
In the 1930s, when you look all downtown, totally controlled by Chinese and Syrians, and them get burned out in the 60s, early 70s, and them flee because there is not a place down on Matches Lane, Duke Street, Harbour Street, and all of them places there where it wasn't Chinese owned and operated. And then them burn out all of them and them run away. And we're seeing the resurgence of that.
You know here happened in Jamaica this week. Lord, missus, one plane flying at Jamaica tells her gone.
I was going to say that going all the way into it. Talk to me a little bit about that, because we really get the gist of what happened.
Well, most people don't get the gist. Most people don't get the gist and have their mouth and tongue long out right now because the plane is supposed to fly yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
But here one plane come at 200 Indians. Some come from one place, I can't pronounce it, one of them social Soviet state of what was called USSR. Yes, and because it was 200 odd Indian and two wanted, Obek, I can't pronounce it, please. Obek, I can't pronounce it, but it's spelled like UB something, right? Mm-hmm. And one Russian, and it was a German plane. And they came,
what?
And they land in Jamaica here, and the people, them come out of the plane, and they downtown Sunday, I walk and shop, right? And
yeah.
Everybody is saying, what the hell has taken place? Because, look, we're having problem with Haiti, and Haiti is our next door neighbor. And every time some Haitian refugees who's fleeing for their life come to Jamaica, our government take them and fling them back from our boat and send them back to their death. Yet we are hearing
God.
That Jamaica should spearhead the movement of the new interim government in Haiti, along with troops from across the Caribbean and along with police from Kenya. And yet we have this trade load of Indian, mostly men. A part one interview say they are building contractors and workers going towards to Nicaragua and Canada. But the pilots for the plane say it is a chartered plane and he was just supposed to drop them off at Jamaica and go back and boat in business. So he's upset.
To me.
Yes, he's upset that they hold the plane in a Jamaica and so he get the German embassy involved because as far as they're concerned is that their job was a charter plane to carry them, come to Jamaica and let them off. So most Jamaicans are asking.
So you are, hold on 1 second there. So they you have a thing like a plane of flying. You don't know where
yes.
the plane come from and a foreign.
Thank you.
You give the plane privilege because that's a privilege, you know. You give them clearance, you know exactly. For you to give a plane clearance to land in, you know exactly them whereabouts, what them about, and what them come for. And you are going to tell me, say, you never know all of this before you give the people them clearance to land in your bedroom. Not even
and put
there,
them up
no,
a four-star
bedroom.
Hotel. Put them up a four-star hotel.
Who put them up? The Jamaican government?
Between the Jamaican government, account to them, it is the plane company, whatever the company, what the airline name, paid for the hotel for the
so
3 or 4 days they are here.
Whereabouts? So they just took 200 men, Indian men in particular, because it's not a mixed group, and just take them to the beautiful island of Jamaica for them to have some wild rum and curry goats and bask in the sunshine for how many days?
4 days. Because they say the flight say the people on the plane say they come here for 5 days while the pilot say it's a 1 day thing, then just supposed to come and drop them off and go about their business.
So then they're supposed to they pick them up back. Then just
but
they're
not supposed to pick them up back, right?
Oh shit.
So that is where it is. So then gone back now because they must be.
Where are these people coming from?
Well, they say they are the flight come from India to Dubai and come here, right? And a lot of Jamaican
so
is asking,
German
what about
plane that go to India, pick up these Indians, fly to Dubai?
Come
and then drop them off at Jamaica for what reason?
Well, nobody know what reason, right? We only hear say, well, they were destined for Nicaragua to deal with some big housing project there and Canada. But we don't know what they were destined to Jamaica for.
But the pilot just don't say, is all I was to dump these people here and move along.
Yes. And we are saying, what
you know
about
what
our security?
You know what that is saying to me? The pilot gets an order to deliver these guys, but him don't know exactly what well, according to him, he has no idea what to drop off and so which could be true and could be the furthest from the truth.
Yes. So the German ambassador get involved and the Indian ambassador get involved. But a lot of people believe that some money dropped somewhere, and this is the thing.
Of course.
Yes, that is where everybody feels. Because
a clearance, a foreign vehicle clearance, they have to request a clearance so you give them landing. It's not like them can't get up and go land because them feel like land.
Well,
I saw
it come across the typical Jamaican person that they just land because they feel like they can't go land. And what most people are saying is that our tourist minister, Mr. Ed Bartlett, is saying, oh, we have the best year of tourism ever. We have 3 million or 4 million come visit. And but what some people are now questioning now, is it tourists? Were these really tourists? And do these people enter our country at all costs just for the tourist dollar? So we're going carrying terrorists and strange people from across the world.
If you have only, hold on 1 second, you have to look at your demography. You have to look, who are these people? If you have 200 men alone, few women probably coming. Man alone, what I said to you in the first place, that definitely is not no family vacation thing. This is specific for a certain thing. So my problem is not with this guy and them 200 people. My problem is our Jamaican government. Don't tell me. And if you ever tell me that you don't know that this airliner coming with this many people and them have to present a manifesto. You have to know the origin of the vessel. Just come in and land, you have no idea, and this is a chart, and you have no idea where these guys are coming from and why they're here.
Can you imagine?
Process these people. Who process these people coming through?
They just came and walk and spend the whole Sunday downtown walking by Curran Grove and drinking Manish water. But I think they must have a local roti, then could have find some Indian food and couldn't find none.
So that's what made the alarm. So who made the alarm and said something right here?
Then when they see this whole for Indian men in their shots downtown, and they realize that something not right, and people start ask questions, and they realize that there's this green and white plane park up a Palisades, and the pilots are fume. I think it's the fuming of the pilot, right?
Oh.
Why? Yes, because the pilot contacted the German embassy, and this is how it basically came to life.
Oh, so was he contacting the German and said, me drop them people here and them a hold me to come back on the plane and me never say, is that a one-way charter? What was this?
Right.
What was this thing?
That is the problem, is that the pilot said, it's a one-way charter and they are holding me, asking me question, but and we need to go because the job that we get is to carry these people
and drop them off
according to the visitors, if they are supposed to be in Jamaica for 5 days.
So
according to the pilot, is a one-day thing. Yes. So, and that is why a lot of people are concerned about our security and how many people have been coming into this country unknown like this. And how weapons are coming to this country? Is it just for the quest of money and big money? right? So a lot of people asking questions and find it a mystery. And for a while, the government had been silent for about 2-3 days. Because they don't know if it's it or how to say or when to say. Right? So
it's a... blow the whistle. I did regular Jamaican people let start to talk and I said, where do people come from? Or somebody
right.
in the airport said, boy, this a manifestation and it looks so right.
No, it's the people them who see them downtown, right? Mm-hmm. And the pilot, I make up nice and they want to go back now. Right? Because what they say that the hotel... the four-star hotel downtown was booked before they reached there.
So them never have no place to stay.
According to the government, said they couldn't make them sit down in the plane, right, for so long, for why they didn't check out anything. So then just, since they already did pay for the hotel already, make them go stay at the hotel, and they said they had them there on the police
yes.
yard. But how could they be on the police yard? And walking up and down over the city.
Hold on, boss man. Is our Jamaican government behaving in this kind of way? You don't know where they're coming from. Whether they're terrorists, whether they have biological stuff on them, you don't
right.
know. And you're saying one plane, it have air condition, you can have food go get them. Them can lay down and sleep.
All right.
And you're telling me that condition is a care condition. You cannot leave them in the plane for 4 days. You have to take them out and put them in a 4-star hotel to make sure that these people who, what is going on in this world, you don't know who they are. But you're going to unleash them in your society?
Well, because at first, when I hear, I say maybe it's some refugee coming from Gaza, right?
Ah.
Yeah, because with the war in with Israel
so by
and
the way,
how they are...
Tell me now, they've gone back on the plane, yes?
Yes, they're supposed to leave again. Yes, today's what, Wednesday, Thursday?
How are them gone back? Because if you have so much like that, and you have a mission to do, I know all of them are doing mission, you know, because there are two of them.
Right. Because what is the problem now, you know, is that the two obese, I don't know if they're obese, I can't pronounce them. The two, call them Russians, are the United States government is watching them.
Hmm.
Right, and there were known characters involved in some whatever terrorists or
so
spies.
So, Russian was on the plane.
Yes.
How the hell you have two Russian only, and the rest of them are Indian? That's why I was saying to you that you know when you have a situation like this, it you know need 200. You only want probably one of them Indian the main. Character that just you lost them in the whole thing.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So what happened? Is that saying to us that Jamaica is a pushover where you can use money and anything to get them to do anything? Is that what it's saying to us and our people
yes.
and our country can be bought? So you're going to come. Do you, hold on one second. Do you think when you are approaching the United States and going to them water and them look on your passport and then she say something right here, so do you think that they send you? You have your little baby, your 3 children, your granny and your great grandma, family of 10 people, and them say, the passport may look right. Yeah, something wrong with it. To give you even one little 1-star hotel, motel wait, and say, all right, you stay in this hotel here until we figure out where you are. Then I'm going to put you in a holding cell or a detention camp. And
all right,
if you have a charter flight, If you have a charter flight, they're not going to take you off of that charter flight until the entire equipment. Because the equipment and where you have from that equipment, because remember, your clothes and all of them things, you know, can be a weapon, you know. Biological weapon, all kind of stuff. You, your personal person. And you're going to not knowing where these people know where they're where. There has to be something more than this general.
All right. Let me read to you. Let me read to you the release from the government. All right? So the Ministry of National Security says arrangements are being finalized for the departure of the 253 foreign passengers, including crew members who arrived in Jamaica on a chartered flight. The ministry said the passengers remain accounted for and are currently at the Norman Manley International Airport. Among them are more than 200 Indians. The security ministry note that the flight arrived in Jamaica legally on Thursday, May 2, 2024, having received the requisite approval for operation from the Jamaica Civil Aviation Authority. Regarding concern about the passenger being allowed to leave the airport amid initial security questions, the ministry said this was done after issues were addressed as well based on humanitarian grounds. Given the duration of the flight, as well as civil aviation regulation for the minimum rest period before clearance is given to safely operate, it was deemed impractical to detain the passenger in the plane or at the airport. The cost for their accommodation and return will surely be the responsibility of the charter company and not the government of Jamaica. The Ministry of National Security wished to update the public on the arrangement in place to supervise the departure of the USC GmbH flight, a German-registered airport aircraft with 253 passengers, including crew members. The flight arrived in Jamaica on Thursday, May 2, 2024, having received the requisite approval for operation. Despite having arrangement in place for accommodation and departure from the country, the passengers were refused entry by immigration officials based on security concern uncovered during the approach processing at the airport.
How you have a refused entry and you tell me some of the people them I walk downtown and look by me and I drink beer? That is not refusing entry.
No.
Entry is that you don't come out of that border and step foot from land in another country. That is refusing then.
The Passport Immigration and Citizen Agency, in collaboration with the Jamaica Constabulary Force, has been leading the operation response since the arrival. Passenger flights are routinely screened by local authority for security threats, possible breach of law and or regulation. In this instance, while the ministry was alerted to the operation of the flight based on what appeared to be anomalies and missing details from its initial permit application, the necessary supporting documents were later supplied to satisfy the requirement for obtaining a permit to operate in Jamaica. They said the thing had changed as we go along. Notwithstanding, the ministry continued to consult with law enforcement while the flight received clearance to operate and the immigration authority undertook pre-screening activities as per standard operating procedures. Upon landing in Jamaica, it was discovered that there were two passengers on the flight, these are the Russians, that did not appear on the submitted passenger manifest. Upon landing in Jamaica, it was discovered that there were two passengers on the flight that did not appear on the submitted passenger manifest. This led to the further investigation by PICA, and based on those enhanced checks, decision was taken by PICA not to grant the passenger leave to land in Jamaica. Given the duration of the flight as well as civil aviation regulation, for the minimum rest period before clearance is given to safely operate, it was deemed impractical to detain the passenger in the plane or at the airport. Having regard to the reservation at the Rock Hotel in downtown Kingston, the travelers and airline crew members were allowed to leave the airport on humanitarian grounds and escorted to the hotel by law enforcement and immigration personnel. This form of supervised release is in keeping with the provision of Immigration Restriction Act. The passenger remain accounted for and are currently at the Norman Manley International Airport awaiting the finalization of the arrangement for their departure. The cost of the accommodation and return will surely be the responsibility of the chartered company and the government of Jamaica. The ministry with responsibility for national security and science, energy and transport will continue to collaborate on protocol governing the operation of chartered flights, which remain a significant contributor to the tourism product and aviation industry. Now, this is what I read, is the statement that comes from the government. Right?
This is the statement
from the government.
Wow.
Right?
It is Paris Radio Caribbean Radio Show, the Knowledge Station, spitting out the knowledge right here on a Wednesday evening. Not Wednesday, it is Thursday morning. Boy, boy, this makes your head spin. I guess more or less we are not privy to certain things because, general, this thing couldn't just go through us.
Thank you.
Because what it's trying to tell me is that our people are deemed either unsophisticated, dumb as a nail. We have 200 damn people come in, not getting the proper, he's only afterward paper seems to assign. It's like you have your paper in your bag, you know, but you never get asked for, you know, go pull it out. And you're going to be screening and give entry because at this point, I don't know, unless them have somebody down on the ground who definitely cohorts with them, I mean, I think them could run with 224 from we still. But what is other country? How much money, if it is a matter of money? Is it two things? Is either we are really at the point that somebody is just so gullible or we're so vulnerable to being taken that money can buy us anything to the detriment or to the endangerment of a whole nation, a whole people?
Mm-hmm.
Other country. Yes, and then they are so crazy. They don't know where I'm going. They don't know where I'm going. So, come on, we can't just pass them and nobody not even see it. Because we look like them.
Mm-hmm.
We look
yes.
like them. Somebody
that's the thing, you know, yeah.
It. So, because that would be really bad. If another country has somebody somewhere, or that thing says, we wouldn't have we are them up. Because we wouldn't suggest them people are different. Or we wouldn't surmise that there's something wrong here and allow these people to stay in there. Clearly something went down. And you're talking about a charter company. Unless this money was paid previously, this damn plane should have been sitting there with these people and well, then pay for plane to land, to land and everything. And then we have to tell anybody in any country who you know, thinking of the United States, them could have them people coming out of the country mm-hmm. and get clearance to go see Statue of Liberty and put them back and get in a nice hotel
mm-hmm.
and say, hey, I mean, but because of humanitarian reasons,
I like
India
how you put it.
From India to come yourself, going to Dubai, and the whole trek from here to come here. I wish part that people did sit down in a. And I see them paying them sit down in a. You know how much it takes from India to reach here, so to Dubai to reach here, so. Do you know how much time? And
that's
you're
thing.
Telling me it's not humane to keep them in there, but it's the same vessel them a fly pan from all the many hours there?
From across the other side of the world.
Huh?
Right?
Wow.
From across the other side of the world. You know, listen to this now. This is another, this
like
is another article.
That's why I like this show, you know, because you always bring up the, what's going on here kind of thing. I mean,
listen to
keep people alert.
Listen to this. JLP, PNP, squabble over chartered flight. All right? See? Let's hear how story comes to bump now. The Jamaica Labour Party yesterday criticized the People National Party response to the German chartered flight carrying more than 200 Indians with land in the island on Thursday. The governing party said the opposition response to the news of the arrival is disappointing and opportunist. The JLP said the standard released by the PNP on the matter was vulgar and an attempt to politicize the issue. The PNP called for immediate clarity from the government, noting that the chartered flight landed in Jamaica in breach of applicable immigration and customs protocols. Opposition spokesperson on foreign and regional affairs, Dr. Angela Brownberg, wants the government to disclose the origin, destination and purpose of the flight, the identity of the individual or organization responsible for chartering the flight, why the flight was allowed to land in Jamaica without proper clearance, and why the passengers were allowed to disembark and permitted to enter Jamaica. The PNP is also questioning why standard immigration and custom procedures were reportedly not followed, the plan for the travelers and the measures being taken by the police to ensure the safety and security of the passenger and the public. The public will recall, and this is her quote, the public will recall that during the COVID-19 pandemic, many Jamaicans were denied entry into Jamaica, forced to wait in limbo on cruise ship, and generally subjected to strict protocol. And more recently, Haitians have been repeatedly refused entry into Jamaica and returned to war-torn Haiti. The difference in treatment of the passengers on this flight is stark and demand answer, said Brownberg. The Ministry of National Security has since indicated that the flight landed legally and said while the travelers were refused entry amid security concerns, they were allowed to remain in the island for a few days on humanitarian grounds. The ministry said that this was to facilitate plans for repatriation. Some 253, some 253 persons were on board, including the Indians, German crew member, at least one French citizen, and I see the word now, an Uzbek, U-Z-B-E-K-I-S-T-N, and a Russian. The latter two were reported.
Hold on there now, Mr. Calculator. Take out your calculator here, because we have to go get some instrument. The calculator are going here. So now, how is it that 200 and maybe 49, because how much? 250 of them, maybe adapt 250 of them. And
right.
Out of the 250 of them, how is that one Russian and one Frenchman in a vessel?
And the two notorious people, them who are not Indian, were not accounted for. The latter two were reported not accounted for on the flight manifest. Please note that point.
What if you have people who are in a vessel and they are not accounted for on the flight manifest? Because you have a flight and a manifest are going, you know, and the people them sending their manifest, and we said 350 people, and the people them said 351 people. The payaso. I mean, then the people. I mean, a serious violation that, you know.
Yes.
So how on earth you're gonna have so much people? Two people, a whole lot of people there,
mm-hmm.
in a flight where all of a sudden the whole of them is these are the same set of people, and you're gonna have the two different of the people them. And the two of them when them. So who somebody is protecting here? That don't look strange and funny to you.
It looks strange. And I'll hear what they say again. Now. It said, based on the government investment, please listen to this part, based on the government investment in airports and flight connectivity, Jamaica is fast becoming a hub and a gateway to the region. The party said, This is the JLP. The party said over 5 million persons visited Jamaica each year, and charters are increasing features of travel to Jamaica. While we must continue to build Jamaica image globally as a welcoming destination, let me say it, as a welcoming destination, we will continue to be vigilant in the protection of our borders and immigration to prevent any illegal use of our territorial space. The Jamaica Labour Party understands the concern expressed in some quarters regarding the entry of the chartered flight. However, those concerns should be allayed as our laws were enforced and there was no cost to the government, the party said. Here ends the reading of the morning lesson.
I mean, you have to not preach or you preach to the sermon. No, you have to explain. A little brain like me, a little premium. No, you're saying there was no violation and your manifest did not have two people. What
right.
do you call that, sir? Take out your calculator. What do you call that?
It's called logarithms.
Okay.
We have to find the cosine of the tangent.
Okay. All right. So you have the paperwork them coming and you have your pilot who's supposed
mm-hmm.
to know everything. First of all, never charge a pilot because he might tell me, say, how too much people can the flight, two of them, where he's not accounted for, and he have to overlook the manifesto, and the crew have to overlook the manifesto, and you are coming, and you never, when me, I say, all right, me back up, you find your calculator, clean up, and put the C button there, because
you make it easier for you. Let me make it easier for you. Consider one country bus that come a country, and the bus full of passengers, and two boys hop on the bus. Right?
Yeah.
Hop on the bus and go up on the bus stop and take a free ride, come a town. So it look like the two, the bus Kiana, whatever the man name, and the Russian, like they hop the plane.
Okay. So
right.
Nobody never knows, say, how all of this time. Hold on, back. I understand you because you're trying to draw all over from my finger now, from my finger. Because you are telling me, say, the whole of we are dreadlocks, and you have two in that plane, well, certainly them skin paler than tail, and then
thank
I have a dreadlocks in them back, and then I have a pipe in them mouth, and we, here we in there, and we couldn't realize there's anything wrong. I wish part them did the hide.
That's the thing.
I really panic top of the plane, top them.
On the top of the plane, they have the plane.
Oh, that can be, that's plausible. That means they're on the top of the plane. That's plausible. Only when the plane lands, then we find them. We are searched. We have small people in Jamaica, you know. So we are searched the story, and we find them on the top of the plane. That is plausible.
Yeah, it's plausible. Just like how we have stowaway on the slave ship.
But what is not plausible, boss man? is the cap mother said to the other 516 when no about 416. He must say, I know one day, I know 5 day, I know for time, I know one day.
Mm-hmm.
How do you account for that one day? Because that one that me can't wrap my head around, no. The other one, them stow away, and me can't understand the reason why we find them too. Them look so different from the rest of them. So that was, and them there who never have the rasta head and them pale color, them are fool. To come in a rasta color as if nobody, no matter, no, you know, you may not have to use no brain power. This is them different. Even when you're blind, you don't see them the same way. But me talk about Mr. Chapman now. Him after me, him there upon my radar, because him I go tell me, he said, no. Him never know, say, I want, I look 4 days sitting on here with three people, eh? Mm-hmm. I don't understand that. I don't like,
well,
like the laugh, you know.
Why, Mrs.?
You draw all over me, dreadlocks, you know?
Most of the Jamaicans feel, say, some money drop somewhere, and somebody a laugh straight to the bank, or the offshore bank. And
well,
I'm what
the thing about it, the thing about it, when me here, you see me always look the other side of the kind, you know, the tree side, the kind house. Me I look on that little small side where everybody always overlook. Somebody did a do them job. Somebody a do them job and I'm in a big trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody did their job, and the one somebody who did them job in a big trouble.
Uh-huh.
You understand?
So,
them
uh-huh.
in a big trouble. Because even if money gets stolen and somebody laugh, somebody not laugh. Somebody gets serious. Because if it happened one time, it's supposed to did happen again. And nobody's supposed to know who the panda fly, especially the holy number two holy there.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And the thing about the Mr. Pilot, man who never know him cargo, where the panda cargo, and when the cargo to turn around, he may have some serious problem there too.
Yeah, well, as far as me thinking concerned, I left Jamaica. And the problem is over because Jamaica no lock up nobody. Because we don't get the impression that the two stowaway have been arrested or charged or deported, you know, are in custody,
but
you know.
But we know if they've gone back. We know if they've gone back where them people are supposed to go back.
Well, me think they've gone back on their plane and say, like, they must say, them are two men that make it be somebody's headache, you hear? A white man. So we make them go on. But if I did hear Sean, are black people that look like me and you. We in a jail, in a some jail right away. And that is what the people are saying. Look at the Haitians. Right? Look at the Haitians. Every time a boatload of Haitians come here, not even 2 days, they are sent back. And it does even have a party.
You mean to understand no restaurant or current boat? They not get none.
Yes, and they not get none. Not even
what?
Peg bread
what?
And bulla. They get. They ship
them back.
So.
They not
right?
even make them conceive little a downtown.
Nothing. The yes, and they not see nothing. Yes. And that is what is causing the problem. Right.
And then I come from so far, my boss, man.
Palm boat,
so
2 hours, with shark-infested water.
Them don't deserve humanitarian anything. Them are not human to deserve humanitarian anything.
No.
Oh.
Well, Mrs., when I something with me, I watch again is these school protests in America.
Yeah.
It might be a tickly subject for you, but to me, I felt proud. And maybe proud is the wrong word. You know, I grew up seeing in the Vietnam War, and as a Caribbean person, and as a Pitney, Jimmy Cliff, they sing a song in Vietnam. I think that song had my consciousness because I never know what Vietnam used to be, supposed to be. Mm. And those times, maybe I was about 7, 8 years old, and then you hear about Vietnam, and then I hear about North to South Vietnam, and Cambodia, and all of these words that come over on the news at those times, and then we hear that hippie them a strip naked in some part of America, and students are protest, and flower power. I remember hearing about flower power in the 60s, coming on, so coming in the Vietnam War, and them a draft students to go to war, and a lot of black Pitney a go to war. And as far as me concerned, America lost the war in Vietnam because they should not be there, right? Now, I started to see where the world started to get very quiet, especially students. I remember when I was at university in the 80s, right? I remember being tear gas at the time for the Grenadian invasion, right? When when Maurice Bishop was executed, right? And the whole university at the West Indian campus was in turmoil because students, we as Jamaican students were in solidarity with our Grenadian students. And to see now, my daughter is now in the same place. And it's like the students get very conservative and all they're interested is their cell phone. And their self and look in the mirror and get their education and look in the mirror and look at their cell phone screen and get education and look in the mirror. But all of a sudden now, I see a consciousness coming out of Harvard, British Columbia, University of California. And I say, wow, the world is real. You know what I don't like? These same students who in the 60s, 70s, who was against the Vietnam War, protesting, is now the ruling class in America. And when you see they are persecuting, University of California, 200 students arrested. Mm-hmm. And they want to say that they are infiltrated by groups outside of the universities. Right? And the student movement, it's a turning point because students are saying, look, yes, and I'm not apologizing for Hamas, but Hamas did something that was terrible. And you say, all right, lick back Hamas. But, oh, God, man, when you lick back Hamas, you kill over 30,000 people.
It's about 40,000 people now gone.
With mostly women and children.
Young children. Even after
women
the
and
war,
children.
Why do people have dropped still dead? But the thing about it, and breathe a little bit. And we start from history at a point where we choose to start from. You know, sometimes you sit down and I slap the tears. And I sit down and I ball and I bear it because still, I need you to give me a little water. I need you to give me a little salt. And you slap me and you slap me and I catch it. And one day, I don't know what happened. I'm well about me. Me get up back and me rapidly kill back in your butt. And the whole world, no more when you slap me, or maybe them know. But because one time me get up on the backside really and me slap you, me block up the eyeball. Everybody I look at me who suffer. under the years of separation, said me are the perpetrator.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think I am not so affluent on the history, but my little theater, the history, I'm not even talking about the history. I understand what war is, and I understand in my own way. You ratted me. Me ratted you back. You was wrong and want to defend themselves. But sometimes you have to think. They needed to rat you what you was doing before. The me gets to rat you the way and you sustain that kind of damage. Even if you sustain that your yay and your mouth twist and turn and lick out a couple of your them, there has to be a point that
true.
You have to say, enough is enough,
enough.
Is enough.
Yeah.
Me get to a point. Me, you lick out to me two teeth. You lick back my black eye. You spin my head till it spin right around. You burn off my hair. You lick off one of my hands. Come on, man. There's a point where when it's up. But when you're going to look at me and tell me, say, you know what? You lick me in my eye. But remember, and you did a fool on me for a long time. But you don't remember that. All right, you lick me in my eye and you say, you know what? Me I gonna lick you until me ratted, mash you up completely. And me not only gonna come after you now. Me gonna come after. Me gonna limb you. Me gonna limb your cousin. Me gonna limb your auntie. Me gonna limb people, generations, they're going to go into your DNA and cut every strand of it and make sure you don't exist ever again.
I think
this is where we should get to the point. Nobody's been encouraged any kind of violence on it because it never stops. And if you believe sex, you're going to beat me up. And I think this is where sometimes that's why they say when you start a war, it never stops. And then they have said to myself, where is God? And yes, I did say that. Because at some point, if you have a God that is looking down at his people, then God's supposed to call and say, on the top, no. Just like how you know, hey, this one punch back, this one, that one, they punch back. No, but that's the one time when I cry free and somebody going there, so I'm going to stop. You want to
let me
tell you.
Let me tell you how God come in. And you're going to do it with love. Now, when you look on these Israelis, because as far as me concerned, these people operate out of some corner of the world and come in 1948 to start the state of Israel. And if you follow black history, the Phoenician Jews have been guarding, and these are from out of Ethiopia, have been guarding the Jerusalem, the temple site of Jerusalem, for centuries. So as far as me concerned, how me and you who attack, we are the real Jews. But let me not go there.
You're not very accepted round them kind of there either.
I know, but let me not go there. Now, if remember, you know, that the people in Israel, they are not Christians, you know. Remember that they mostly follow the Old Testament, right? And they are not Christians. That most of them don't accept Jesus Christ as their personal savior. They don't even know nothing more care about Haile Selassie, because Haile Selassie don't look like them. So they are still looking for a Messiah. And in the Old Testament, they say, ayay fi ayay, and a teeth fi a teeth. But Christians say, if somebody box upon your jawbone, you must fling on the other jawbone, making box you back too. So as far as I'm concerned, ayay fi ayay against the Palestinian, and teeth fi a teeth, you think I just teeth, jawbone too? Jawbone must go and yay suck it to some point.
Of course. What I'm not done, I'm not talking in politics because, you know, I am not stupid as you talk about certain things. Here's what I'm looking at. We look at some precedents. We look at the German. We look at the amount of human lives that the rest of the world put back and not say nothing till you have the millions of them that was tortured and ill-treated and killed and burned and whatever evil that could have been done to them. We look also at the black people them coming into slavery. And even with 2 hours slavery, maybe they do them get murdered and all of that, but at least they came out on the other side. And technically, they are freed. They have the pain and the suffering. And a lot of them can tell you still live to the day to see the kind of a pain that they went through. And no matter who you are, you can never, ever overlook human pain and suffering, no matter which corner it comes from. When you look at black people on the other side, our pain and suffering still have gone, and we dress up in a Nike, we dress up in a wig, we dress up in all, because we kind of make bills differently. And we can probably know how to just survive a kind of way. But our suffering and our suffering, now you see the summer come up. I think in the paper today, I saw one of them, I always say, I've been starting this movement for about 4 or 5 years, about 5 years. And said, no beer spray, we can inflict fear and suffering in the economy. The only time in the American country, and probably, I'm talking about the American country, where we had some movement is when we started walking. And when we started walking, stopped taking those bus, not because we marched, and Selma, how we march anywhere and all of that. We physically started to do something, and that something affects the pocket of somebody. And somebody said, try three no, because you know what? The money is affected. As it's the same thing. When you have summer, I always say, it's time to stop drinking. Even if you drink on air time, summer. Because when you have summertime come, that is where you have the lives of our black people. Is that fair? I mean, it's like, to me now, you just have to wait till summer starts. And somebody just say, hey, I can't breathe. To me, it looks like when somebody say them can't breathe, at that time, them bubble down and buckle down on them. We as a people, like every generation of people, we have to get to the point where really and truly, Bob Marley, tell us, you know, give us a blueprint. We have to come together. We have to unite because somebody always going to try to capture us. And if you leave your fish fearless, somebody is going to come and take your fish. If you have your house and you not protect your house, either you have your pussy and the whole stuff to guard it, or your dog, I make nice when you have shuffling in a bush in order for them to teach your whole house. I control it, I run you out and come in nice. You have them up in your head. Oh, my general, yeah, you know, kind of bad pussy there. Him with bad pussy jump on me and touch me up and things coming out about it. I am dark, I'm gonna make too much noise coming out. Things when you have a country like where we are talking about, somebody will come into your country, land a plane with 250 people, and all of a sudden, you don't know where it comes from. Everybody, I stand up and I say, I walk out them here and I walk out them out. I say, oh my God, where did it come from? Is it that somebody I take you for a fool? I ask a lot of the whole country. And you can't, this is not one of those things where just a mistake happened. No, go so. You understand? So somebody needs to be aware and somebody needs to be accountable.
You know what I was proud about? That South Africa came out from early and lashed out and said, well, BB should be put to the International Court of Justice, right? And one of a few other, call it quote-unquote, non-aligned country join in. Strange, Jamaica just made a declaration, which is one of the strange declarations, say, well, they are supporting the people from Palestine to let Israel have one nation and Palestine have another nation, right? Which I find strange since our prime minister went to the weeping wall in Israel. We saw a photograph with him going there to weep, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it is strange because one of the things most of us didn't trust is that he went there to analyze their secret service and how they deal with their kind of security situation. And sometimes we wonder if people in this country might not be, and I'm not being superstitious, but being tracked and watched. And every step we make, every breath we take, I'll be watching you, right? But as I say, is that I think the Gaza thing now have affected America in a bad way, because we're coming into a year of election, and BB, Biden, and Trump. And Trump is going to courthouse nearly every day, must be 3 days out of the week. Trump is at court. Last night I was reading about his latest episode with the lady that he hired and was trying to pay some money off to keep her quiet, right? And how he started to say some word under his breath, and the judge hear what he was saying and say, look, he's going to charge him for contempt of court, right? And I think he must start to pay, must have about $3,000 already, US dollars, about his looks and how he, because he still believes that he's supposed to be untouchable and he's the president and still is the president.
Well,
of the United
if you're
States.
President, if you're a president, regular human being can't do that. That is what you get for being a president, you know. And when you are a president, you are a president for life. There's very few times people say you're an ex-president.
Right. So as we say, and people now is saying that Biden, most of the youths are saying, looking back at Trump, because they must well Biden may be too quiet or too docile, and like they want a ragamuffin. Because let me tell you something. Every woman loves a thug, you know, so I'm a half thug. So you have to have people who
so
love.
You are a woman.
And you have to have people who love somebody who is kind of thuggish. And I think this is going to bring a spin in the election, which I don't like. I don't like it at all. Because
next week, you have to carry go look the mother don't have sent Thomas. Because they know the mother can't tie in and draw in scissors and get two red pins. Do a little turning roll and get some answers. So next week you have to go look the mother. I'm calling myself to hang up.
Yes, I need a prediction because, you know, Sunday I was at a spot in St. Elizabeth and I nearly wet up myself because I know that I was with some conservative people. And let me tell you, certain part of Jamaica, people red, you know, I may live in a red country. And some of these red people don't hear things that they near white, you know. It's only when they fly from the United States or England, they realize that
they're red.
Then, right. And me hear some red man, I was in a company and some red man. And I say, yeah, man, Trump over, man, you know. Trump over, man, because Biden is a communist. And me say, what? This is 2024, and I'm hearing that Biden is a communist, and Jamaican, I say, they want Trump. And the only thing I could say to them, I say, well, you know, it might be a good thing that Trump win, because what's going to happen now, you're going to find a lot of Jamaican are going to come back to Jamaica, and the piece of land where you have...
Me don't know whether or not here, because look at them, I hear two different words. And I hear the man say, I'm going to drain the swamp, and the only people I want is swamp. I'm going to claim the swamp and everything. And a mass migration and clearing of the land and the basement, we don't know whatever it is. So they say all of them Jamaican people and them better make them way clear. I don't want a little piece of a little land still so Jamaica them can put up one touch house. But
thank you.
Is this a man here win?
is that Exodus back to Jamaica? And a pure coil people of coil over land and deadlift.
Everybody. Yes. And the thing about is, you know, Jamaican people that if you name them by them when you're there foreign,
and you
come out, you're too long gone.
Me see man coming to my yard, I look for a mango tree, say, oh, me your cousin, you know, and me, this was my mother's grave and what. And I expect me, say, all right, me must share your peace, girl, when me I beg you for send
two left booger.
Thank you.
You know,
send it
come
give me.
You know, the man phone call.
Thank you. I know you come and look. And, you know, I was saying it the other day, you know, to somebody. Same weekend here, I say, you know, there's a lot, some murders that have taken place in Jamaica, returning residents. And I was saying it to somebody, you know, I say, look, you live overseas and you have Peter family land. And because you have more money power every year, you pay the taxes. And you pay the taxes because you think, say, taxes is the beginning and end all.
Authority.
Give you authority. Then you have your cousin, John, farm, planting little potato and in little dashing in the land. And it's dashing and sending people to go to school. And all of a sudden, you come back now and you want to say, look, you cannot plant the dashing anymore because I am going to build a house right at that spot. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And because I'm paying the taxes. And then all of a sudden now, you stay over foreigner here, say. Then I hear, say, then kill Freddie. Freddie not go to Jamaica and then kill him. You think I just kill some?
Yeah.
Is dispute. Yes. And I am saying that people living abroad and have intention of coming back here and are paid because they pay taxes. Look, make plans for your relatives, them who they pan the land to. Don't think about you alone.
Alone.
Yes.
Because you have paid taxes.
Because
the relatives, them who depend the land, and them still have protect the land that you can't have to pay taxes. Because when them squatting people come and squat on your land, they could have paid taxes until it will drive you up the wazoo. I mean,
thank
that's
you.
A lot of you. If you know, out there,
thank
a lot
you.
Of times in the diaspora, people lose the direction of the community and how the culture of that community were, because them got foreign and them look, you know, foreign kind of work things a little bit, but that's a foreign same thing. Foreign mm-hmm. thing different from when you at home and your culture. Now because you go foreign and you learn new ways and things, means that you can all of a sudden come dump them over here. So it's not that.
All right, and it come right back around to schools, you know, and the violence taking place in the school, you know, because guess something, you have buried kids down here, and your mother gone up, gone work. First thing, most time the mother not treat the father good and hang the father away, right?
Yeah, so we have keep... to talk about this, the mother not treat the father good. Let me explain.
Right, you're down here, you see a man, and you and the man friend and picnic come out to picnic come, and most time women are more ambitious than men, because sometimes the women have to pull out a certain things out of the man to get them go there to go and achieve. So all right, so You are said the man worthless and careless, and you are go in a greener pastures for look about your picnic, take care of your picnic. You left your picnic with granny to take care of you.
Mm.
And the picnic start on barrel picnic, because every summer come one new pair of Adidas shoes come, and he can dress better than the other people picnic them around him. And he get some tin food where most of them never see it. And he started to boast off on the other friend them, and then they started to have what they call the Willy syndrome called bad mind start develop in the school, right? And then now people, you kind of have an independence and you start take leadership because you have your foreign thing and you can boast on your friend them a class. So go ahead, you just get new, me wear clocks. So you go find out somebody for a picnic will start gang with the person who can wear clocks. So a leader come up, a U-turn, and then, and this is how the violence start to breed up in the schools. And then there are some family unit that no have no man at the head of it. Are the man them what this? Are the man them not pay the woman no more, no mind. So you have some bigger boy in the community start become de facto father. So then start have pure quarrel and fight after school, right? Because you're a bad man and you're a bad woman, and for your 12, 13-year-old and no really strong parental guidance, you're going to force and fight at school, right? And what is happening now, I hear the Minister of Education said on this morning news that out of every 3 days in Jamaica now, there's some form of violence taking place in the schoolyard, right? And I don't know if I can say I'm an advocate for capital punishment or not, but I know that me as a picnic gets some beating. You want me to tell one of my famous beating? When I came to leave a country here, have a little prep school background, and my father said, he never got prep school, and my mother went to go prep school. Me must start go primary school. And he take me out of prep school and put me in a primary school. My dear mom, one day me da school, and me hear one news flying in the schoolyard. Say, guess what happened? Me say, what? Guess what happened? What happened? Me hear say, one coffin. One coffin reached Santa Cruz with three junk up on top of it, you know. And the coffin turned up the hill. Me say, what you mean? Yeah, me say, yes, the coffin turned up the hill. Because it had come Malvern. And then about 10 minutes after, me hear say the coffin reached a ginger ground. That's about 5 miles from Malvern. And then break just start, you know. So, you know, it's about 3 hours. We say, who? We have to see that the cafe with the tree junk up on, you know. Right? And the man in the cafe named Mr. Brown. And the cafe in the pan wheel. And the junk, I drive the cafe, come up. So you know, say, no, there's a pimento tree above the school gate, you know. So when the bell ring, prungul, prungulungul, 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 break time, don't know if you go back to class, you know. We hear, say, the coffin, they about a mile from Malvern. So about here, we say, no, we not miss the coffin. We have to see it. So we climb up the pimento tree, you know. And we up the pimento tree, we don't know who said the coffin reach. Must be about a chain from the school. Then the principal know him, see we. In the pimento tree, he said we must come down. And we said, no, sir, we can't come down not yet. It's what you mean, I hear the bell ring. And the man start to climb the tree with him cane. And start let us on lick power in the tree. We nearly drop what, well, the limb broke off with me. A good thing, so we could have jump on one limb and swing out of the tree with pure cane. And we won't go to class. Right?
Well, life was when are easy now. Now you can't think a man who's supposed to have sense in a head. I go climb a tree and beat one picnic knowing that he might just lose him hand and drop bust him head and broke up him bone and him.
Well, the principal never think about that. And we were so eager.
What kind of money that I teach you?
Well, we were so eager to see the junker and the coffin. So tell me something. You never had the problem with the junker and the coffin? Are you aware? You never hear about it?
Me so young like you. Me a young picnic girl.
Me tell you, man. This is about 1969, 70, so. Right? Remember say Bob Marley did sing one song about it. Mr. Brown, you know. Right?
Mm-hmm.
About the junker. Mm-hmm. And the tree coffin, or the junk of them in a suit. I drive the coffin, and I said, go along with the coffin, and the coffin pan wheel. Do you never hear that story there?
Never hear that story there. I'm never heard of my young girl days.
Them in here say the coffin come from Antone, pass through St. Catherine, pass through Clarendon, come through Manchester, come to St. Elizabeth.
No, sir. No, sir. Then we have to come. Then there, Mr. Brown only come visit deep in our country when they are full of people. Brown has come a town where good sense of a people.
Well, may I tell you, sir, I remember that from primary school years, right? I remember.
Tell me something. No, you didn't meet Mr. Brown and in Kelton.
Me just barely miss it when we come out of the tree and we when lunchtime come and we have some people to sell at school get drops and fritters and patty, homemade patty of them days and drops and fritters and grater cake. When we go check the grater cake, the grater cake come and say, you know, say, and when we come out of the tree, the coffin, when you run, the coffin just passed the same time, you know. And I say, oh my God, and how we did well,
I'm just not
the coffin.
Still not the coffin.
Then
I'm talking about all of that time, children. I want to join hands together.
Let's talk about that.
Just get us together as a matter of fact. Give back to me, Inca has the second year of their big shoe giveaway. So right on CRSradio.com, the group page, head over there and choose your school and vote for your school. Get your friends to come around and help you vote for your school. Show your school colors, and you'll be able to win 25 pairs of brand new shoes for your school or the school that your child is going now, if not your own. So, hey, head over to Give Back Jamaica and do your thing. We are definitely going to be at a school near to you. Right now we are working in Sligoville. We're working with also Springvale Primary School. We'll be coming to Forest Primary School pretty soon, in another month or two. We will be in Belfield as
Let me ask you something. Let me ask you something, because I am having a problem. Now, I went to the same school I was telling you about. It's called Bethlehem Primary. And out of Bethlehem Primary, we have leaders like the past director election, Winston Sutherland. Mm-hmm. He is a graduate there. And then we have like the past chief medical officer for Jamaica, that is Dr. Sheila Campbell Forrester. She's a graduate there. And I can, Michigan and Smiley just came there and give a nice donation and so on. So when I look at my primary school and was really thinking about me, say, no, sir, my primary school have alumni that can basically take care. But my problem now, there's a school, two schools. My mother was once principal of one, but this school only have about 150 students. But they are very rural. And there's another school that my father used to go that is also very rural. And one school is near the St. Albans School. And I think my friend hoped I know that one. That is the one that my father used to go.
We're working with St. Albans School.
That's my father's old school. And then the one that my mother used to be in charge of near Schoolfield School. What it named? Schoolfield School. Now, these schools are deeply rural. And I'm in my head and saying, boy, which one would I choose? Because my old one, I think my old school is taken care of. But these two schools are so deeply rural. I can't choose between both of them. And I believe that these schools...
The thing about it, once you... And sometimes I am... so honored that you look at your alma mater and say, hey, when I look at these schools, they're taken care of. Not too long last night, I was speaking to someone else about 2 a.m. in the morning, and we were talking about, hey, what schools are we going to be looking at next? And we do exactly what you're saying. We go into the deep bush. I lovingly say
yes,
deep bush.
This is deep bush because most I pick them were barefoot, you know. Barefoot, bear as in polar bear and grizzly bear, you know. But bare feet.
B-A-R-E. They're grub in a stone. And that's how Give Back Jamaica on our shoe program. Because yours truly usually have to ground pound upon the ground. And then when we get a little chance to get the sun flash, where you could have swum in that boot when the heat meet that rubber tire, because it's literally a rubber tire side, because you usually put corn for your little tour, so you have to cut it out to push out your little tour.
Remember the Tarzan, not Tarzan you talk about?
Tarzan. Tarzan, of course. Yes,
right.
Sir.
We gonna give a joke, you know.
We
gonna give a joke. When I got primary school, you know, when I came to Malvern and was going to primary school, my parents dressed me in shoes and socks. So you know, I turn up coming from a prep school, going to primary school in my shoes and socks, and then I realized that everybody barefoot.
Barefoot.
And me one in a shoes and socks. So you know what me do? From a reach of school, me find one scandal bag, and me take off his shoes and tie it.
You don't have scandal bag them the time.
No,
me don't know where I'm.
No,
have
plastic
it.
bag.
Yes, thank you very much.
I me wrap up his shoes in a plastic bag and hide it, you know. Me shoes and socks and one time, you know.
I
run out
the
whole school barefoot, and then when me I go home, me go to the cestan.
You go
we call it test stand.
And go wash off your foot.
And go wash my foot and put on the shoes and socks and go home.
Yep. You have to. You have to at those times. That's all. Other than that, you don't have everybody. Now, here is the thing about that now. Know that in those days, barefoot was the thing.
Yes.
Because everybody was barefoot. But nowadays, if you are barefoot,
you don't
have an education. Because nobody, hardly anybody, want to go to school barefoot. Because everybody has to be looking at their, how them can have our program named the Kickers Club. So, you know, every Jamaican, when you talk about Jamaican, boy, I want clogs or a hot clog. You know, everybody's dream is to have a clog in you know, not in those times, because in those times, a sunflash and butter and whatever those things could give us. And the reason why we have such a groundedness too is because majority of us, the shape of our feet was the fact that we could have planted those planters right down on the ground and grip. That's why we can run so. Because we are going to school and we are on sports day. Nobody never run with shoes. We never know what sneakers is. You are running hand your foot. So I think that's an opportunity for us. And hopefully...
You know, the strangest thing learned from the experience, even today, you will never catch me in shoes or slippers at home. I'll be a foot no walking right now.
I will never. I was in Italy, and me going at a pristine shop, and all over Italy, barefoot as the day of barn, barefoot. I'm at home, and if you see me on the street sometime, I am barefooted. Anywhere me go, I have to be grounded at some point.
Because you feel the earth vibration to the sole of your feet. People like me who love dancing, traditional dancing, I know that I connect with my ancestors through the sole of my feet.
With the earth, man. I usually see my father just lay down on the dirt itself, you know, the dirt itself. And there is a connection there. There's a connection there, man. When you want to feel grounded, I was at work the other day at this place where I am in this island. And I only put vibration upon the island, you know, because of the island formation is
volcanic.
And I went out, maybe. I went outside at work, took off my shoes, and I walked in that basin, because I'm in a basin to all the farmers and other place. And I took off my shoes. As for me, I don't care where, but anytime I want to feel connected and get grounded, I pull my shoes off. I have no problem and no shame with that. Period. I don't care. I could be in a dress up with gold teeth and gold nose. Me can draw off my shoe. And me not feel no way about that. Not at all. But I want to reach out to all our listeners and say, hey, just join us together. Give back Jamaica an opportunity for us to really... pull our, when we look at the world, what's going on now, when we look at how brilliant our children are coming out of Jamaica, we have a bloodline right in at the White House, the highest place that you can think about. And I'm almost sure she's going to be the next president, and Jamaican blood going through there. But one thing with us, we don't have the resources to move further and control. I mean, we need some people in the airport, more people to prevent these other alien people coming in. So, hey guys, just reach over to us and let us put our arms together. And I know you have some roadside library, which I would love to chat
pretty soon
about.
Need to get that idea.
As well.
That idea going, you know. And as you're talking about that, I am thinking, I don't know if you're following the news from your side, but the Jamaica diaspora movement supposed to have some protests in New York either next week, then get they go ahead to have them protest. And they are coming down here in June because they have been making contact to me that I should come and meet them in Montego Bay because they are saying that they are kind of tired to how the country, things are happening in the country. And people were trying to say that they are being political because they are led by a man called Dr. Francis. And he is saying that, no, it is not political because he is a supporter of the ruling party. But it doesn't really have the crime that is taking place. They have to make a stand and protest that what is taking place is not acceptable. Right? So the whole, I am glad to see a diaspora movement dealing with subject matter, putting important items to the front than just painting or walking over it. And maybe it's the first time in our history that's our, because look, I think there's about 3 million Jamaicans living overseas, you know. I think there are more
more Jamaicans live overseas
than here.
We are living in Jamaica.
Yes. And most time we overlook them. Right, and they would want to have a say in our country. And look at it this way. Right now, we are living off Western Union and MoneyGram. You wouldn't believe it. We are living off
absolutely.
Western
Union. I certainly know that.
Yeah. Even person like me, sometimes you have to draw on a friend or somebody and say, boy, we have got through this difficulty. And they help because our salary... All right. One of the biggest discussions that is still going on, and especially after the local government election, because they are saying that the politicians get 300% increase, and last week the lecturers at UWI have to be fighting for 15%. Now these are the educators that are going to help the nation move forward, you know, have to fight for get 15% increase in salary, and our MPs and councillors get 300%, right? Give you a joke. Our councillors normally get like 3 million per year. Now they are about to get 8.5 to 9 million per year.
Wow.
In Jamaican dollars. Right? So, Mike, I used to get the same salary as a counselor. Now the counselor getting 3 times my salary now.
Wow. I've got to turn counselor boss, man.
Well, that's the thing. No other people got to turn MP, which is a bigger salary.
Oh.
Because, as I say, if desperation come in, maybe that is what I'm going to have to do. Right? So I can drive.
Let's
I can drive
my
big car. I can drive my big van, and when I see you, I just barely splash you and say, sorry.
Barely, I like you, so barely. In general, I think we are definitely had a thank you for inviting me to join you on this fantastic journey. So much that we covered this week, and I know you'll have another hot topic coming up next week. But I see
so
we're
what
out
are you
of
telling
time.
Me? That the program is near the end?
The program.
I can't believe can't believe this.
You better believe it.
Well, this must be the fastest.
It's CRN Radio Show, CRS Radio, the knowledge station. And we're here always with the General Mr. Enrix, the man who definitely can usher in the news, and of course, next MP in St. Elizabeth.
Please don't
kill me. Start champion for no.
Please don't kill me.
Putting the word out there. All right, General. take over your show and sign off your show because we are next week before we talk sweetness again.
Boy, this was a real informative and enjoyable show. And I think basically we are back on track. And we have to keep it on track. So I don't know if I can finish off the show with a poem. Is there time for a poem?
Yeah, maybe.
All right, this one is called Images. Images, pictures, images. I saw the eagle soar and land in the hilly terrain of Afghanistan, searching cave for the bathed one. There were no answers but questions. Who is the man with the silk turban? Is he the messenger or a demon? With Masonic quotes from the Quran, Pakistan was no longer the evil one. In the quest for the castration of the Taliban, Osama was sentenced to cremation. When the bomber strung with annihilation, as the world police enforced their dominion on one of the world's poorest nations. Image, pictures, image. I watched the long lines at the embassy, Mama, Papa, Pitney, and even little baby, with dreams of conquering the Yankee seat of gold in exchange of chains and shackles on their souls. The land of freedom smiled with glee, another Jamaican family ready to flee. So Mama, just met this sweet-talking nigger American with promise of Cadillac, platinum, and diamond. Malva pack his knapsack armed with the American dream to be another Rambo on the silver TV screen. The harder they come, the harder they fall, like the Twin Towers with the blood-stained walls. Malva was such a quiet little Jamaican chap. Now this black juvenile neck must get popped. Images, pictures, images. I watched a controversial election in Florida that changed the entire history of America. It was a signal of failed democracy. I knew the world would pay the penalty. Bush closed his eyes on the blood of Palestine. With Skettel Sharon, he sipped white French wine. Carl in Powell, King Pupa licked down in a Durham hand, while George on the wall of the United Nations. North Korea get becks and pose like Imadidan Gargan, but Dobia just focus on him, cousin Saddam. Pram, 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 we talk of high-tech liberation. Blam, 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 another bloody invasion. Over blood money, oil revenge, and the gravy chain, shouting and looting in a Jesus name. Images, pictures, images. And this one is dedicated for my daughter who is going to the embassy this morning. May God help her in her quest for her own American dreams. Ay, ay, ay.
Ay, ay, ay.
My wife.